Glad to have our young people involved in the worship service. And by the way you learn about the things of God is being taught and being helped along. And that's why we try to invest in our young people, try to get them grounded in the faith and get them involved in the house of God. And I'm glad that they are. Amen. And I praise the Lord for that. The book of Mark tonight, Mark chapter number 14. And we'll read a few verses here and then we'll pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart tonight. And I am so glad again. I may say a lot, but I really mean I love going to the house of God. It's just a joy. I don't know how people live without it. I really don't. I don't understand that. I still battle this flesh coming three times a week. I couldn't imagine one time a week or once a month. Amen. I'd be in bad shape, but I'm glad for the house of God. You understand it's the preaching, yes, and the Sunday school teaching, yes. But you know another great part of it is the fellowship we have with each other. Amen. We're around the world that hates God so much and they're not interested in the things of God. They're headed one way, we're heading in another direction. But what a joy come Sunday and come Wednesday night. We meet with those of like precious faith and fellowship, encourage each other. Amen. Worship God together. I'm telling you, that's just a blessing to my heart. Amen. And I'm thankful for the local church. Mark chapter 14, you will able to stand tonight. Mark chapter 14, beginning in verse number 3. Mark chapter 14 and verse number 3 tonight. The Bible says, "And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. There were some that had indignation within themselves and said, 'Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor.' And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, 'Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever you will, ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken for a memorial of her." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight one more time to bow our head, call upon your name. And Lord, I pray for just a little while. Lord, just strengthen my voice and my body. Oh, I pray for that anointing that only can come out from the Holy Spirit. And I ask you tonight to touch us. I pray, Lord, help us all that our ears are open for the word. Our heart is receptive. Lord, I cannot do anything on my own. Don't want to do anything on my own. But I pray tonight you'd speak to us by your word. Help us, oh God, to be a better Christian. Help us, Lord, to be involved in your word more and more, Lord, as these days go on. And Lord, help us in being faithful till you come. Save that soul that's lost here tonight. Help your people. But above all, Lord, I really in my heart desire to magnify and make much of you. Lord, I love you because you first loved me. Help us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse number 8 tonight where the Bible said Jesus is speaking here. He says she had done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. I'm going to preach tonight, the Lord being my helper, out of that first phrase where Jesus said she had done what she could. Now I'm going to preach on this subject, do what you can. Do what you can. That is what Jesus said about Mary of Bethany. She's done exactly what she could do. You know, sometimes in the Christian life, if we're not careful, we'll let our flesh, we'll let the devil, we'll let the world, yes, we can even let another brother and sister in Christ convince us that we can do nothing for the Lord Jesus Christ. But all of us can do something for him.
him. It ain't that we're all got separate works and things, but we've got that privilege, that opportunity to be involved in the work of God. And we can do what we can. You know, there are those, and I've met them through life, that felt like they just couldn't do anything for the Lord Jesus. Well, you can do something. What can I do, preacher? What you can. Amen. Now, there's three things I want to look at in this text. Now, understand this. This event is also recorded in Matthew chapter 26 and John chapter 12, where Mary anoints Jesus with this ointment. And man, there's preaching just in that ointment. There's preaching in what she did and how that aroma of that ointment began to fill the house as she anointed the Lord. And let me just say this quickly, and I'll get to my thought. When we begin to worship, when we begin to praise the Lord, I believe it is a sweet-smelling savor in the nostrils of God. He is pleased when His people worship Him and praise Him. Amen. Jesus was pleased with what Mary did. And by the way, that's what really counts. Amen. It's not the approval of someone else, but is the Lord pleased with what I'm doing? And Jesus was greatly pleased with all that Mary done in this event of His earthly ministry. Now, three things I'll look at as I'm preaching. Now, I'm preaching, as I've said already last 2 weeks, I'm trying to help our hearts and our minds be ready for meeting just starting next Sunday. And we've asked for volunteers, and I say it over and over. We can all do something. Amen. And we're going to look at three things about what Mary did in this text. First of all, in verse 3 and verse 5, we see what she gave. For we find out in verse number 3, look at it. He said, and being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on His head. In the other accounts together, you know it's on His head and His feet. Well, notice there that first of all, we're talking about what she gave. She gave what she had. She was not given something that she didn't have in her possession. She did not get something of somebody else's and offer it to the Lord, but she gave what she had. Now, listen to me tonight. The Faith Promise Missions is a total different subject. That is praying, asking God what to do for missions, above your tithing offering, asking God to supply that need. But can I say this? As far as the whole Christian life, He's not asking you to do what you can't. He's wanting you to do what you can. Hey, she had this alabaster box of ointment. It was her box of ointment. And she gave what she had. Now, let me ask you something. What do you have? Somebody get real quick in their heart saying, preacher, I ain't got nothing. Amen. But you do have something. Amen. We all have something that we can give in the work of God, give to the Lord in this work. We can give our time. Amen. You know, that's what we're doing in Jubilee as we serve, as these other preachers come in. We are giving of our time. People already are taking time off of work, and people are giving time in cooking and time in a lot of things. And hey, let me say this. Here's a great area that I know several are doing right now. They're giving of their time bathing Jubilee in prayer. Amen. You'll never go wrong giving time. Had to get in the secret place and look to God and pray and bathe this thing in prayer. Because I want to tell you something, there's never been a move of God that wasn't first preceded with prayer. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you, we'll tap into the power source when we pray. We can give our time. Hey, you can give your treasures. Amen. By the way, your many as you give it, some people say, well, I can't give what others give. That ain't what the Lord's after. You just give what you got. Amen. Can I remind you of that woman at the temple that put in that little penny? Amen. Before she put her little bit in, boy, everybody come by, dropped in out of their abundance. Are you listening to me? Now, I've said this before, and I want to drive it home again. It is easy to give out of your abundance financially. But it's another thing as that woman gave all she had. Amen. Oh, what she just done what she felt she could do. Hey, you may not be able to give a lot of finances, but hey, you can give what you can. That's right. Oh, I know money's a delicate subject with Baptists, but amen, we live by faith, but the people that were going to pay for the food don't take faith, and amen, the motels don't take faith, and can I get a witness right there? Amen. But we all are giving. We've been doing it all year in the Jubilee offering. We're giving of our treasure. Amen. Hey, it could be somebody God's blessing. You could do an abundant type thing. Hey, that'd be great too. But what do we do? We're giving what we have. Amen. Hey, God ain't asking you to go get in debt to put in this meeting. He just asks you to give what you have. Amen. There's time. There's hey, there's talent. Amen. Can I say something? I thought about this today. I appreciate all those that'll be working in that kitchen and fixing. I can say this from experience. Hey, I preached here before I become pastor. I've been involved in Jubilee for several years. I like coming here because you can cook. Amen. I like good food. You can tell I don't pass up a lot of food. I like it. Amen. Hey, but you know what? There's folk giving of their time and that talent. Thank God there are some women can cook, some men can cook. Amen. Can I remind you of a great biblical truth? Jesus said, give them a cup of cold water in his name. Wouldn't go without reward. Amen. There's some preaching in that cup of cold water, Brother Tim. Hey, there's that effort of getting that which would refresh. Hey, but there's an extra effort. They made sure it was cold. Amen. You see, they were just giving. And I'm telling you tonight, as we're involved in the work of God, just do what you can. She gave what was hers. Amen. This box of ointment. She gave what she had. Can I say this? Not only she gave what she had, but listen to this in verse 5. She gave the best she had. Amen. You see, as you study Matthew 26, John 12, they very clearly in here in Mark, they let you know this alabaster box was worth 300 pence. Preacher, what's that? Well, in Bible days, a penny was a wage. This is nearly a year's salary that it took from Mary to get this alabaster box. Can I remind you of a truth? Now, this event happens after the events of John 11. You remember what happened in John 11? Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus was sick and he died. But Mary didn't open that ointment up and put one drop on her own flesh and blood. You ever thought about that? She didn't give not one drop of this precious ointment, did she put it on her brother. But as soon as they get him this supper, she don't just take the top off. Hello. She breaks the box where you can't keep none of it. It is the best thing she has. Hey, it's her prized possession. And she takes that oil, breaks that box, and pours it on his head and pours it on his feet. Hey, she has given her best. I believe everything we do for God ought to be our best. I don't care what it is. If you're doing it for the Lord, give your best. Amen. It bothers me. I'm not as sanctified as some folk are, but it bothers me how people want to give leftovers to the Lord. Amen. Oh, they'll keep the good. Let's give Jesus leftovers. Ever seen that? Amen. I said months ago, and I said again, that's why we try to keep the buildings looking good, make sure Sunday school material's up to date and the nursery's up to date. We don't need our children think Christ only gets second rate. Amen. Hey, the house of God ought to be the best looking house in the community. We ought to prize it. We ought to respect it. We ought to treat it right. We ought not trash it. Say amen right there. Oh, yeah, the Lord deserves our very best. Amen. Oh, friend, she was given what was priceless, what was something that meant something to her. She gave her very best. Hey, I want to give my best. Hey, I have preached when I have not felt good. I've gone to church when I didn't feel good. And I just do all I could to get rid of the emergency brake and just hit the throttle and go. Why? I believe God deserves my very best. Hey, there's a lot of things we can do, and whatever it is, it ought to be our best. Amen. We see she gave what she had. She gave the best she had. Hey, and she gave all that she had. She didn't keep a drop. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hey, she was giving her, but she did what she could. Hey, what she gave. Then let's see secondly tonight at the way she gave. Again, look back at verse 3. It tells us that as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, a spikenard very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. Hey, I see the way she gave it. Can I say first, she gave it from her heart. There was nobody putting Mary on a guilt trip. Amen. Mary, you've got that ointment, and you ought to give that ointment, Mary. Oh, you'll be doing a disservice if you don't give the ointment, Mary. Nobody's having to pull on Mary. Mary, from her heart, she said, I want to do this. Amen. I believe Jesus deserves my best. And therefore, she gives out of her heart, from a heart of love, she's doing what she's doing. Hey, I promise you this, as you study the New Testament, you'd agree with me, Mary of Bethany loved Jesus. They ain't a doubt in my mind Mary loved Jesus. I believe there's folk right here tonight love Jesus. Amen. That's why you come as you have, boy, tired and weary sometimes and battling the things of life, but yet you still serve God. You still go to the house of God. Why? A love in your heart for our Lord. Oh, Mary. Mary gave from her heart. Man, by the way, whatever we do, if it is not from the heart, it's not out of love, out of our heart. All we're doing is really and truly vain. Amen. If we're given for any other reason than a heart full of, we're missing the boat. Amen. Mary gave from her. Let me say also, she gave humbly. Because here's what you need to remember. And we in America, we kind of miss a lot of things as we're reading the Bible, because sometimes we don't have the mindset of how things was. They didn't sit with chairs at a table. All right? They inclined while they ate. They laid on cushions and would keep their right hand free, and that's how they would grab what they was eating with. And they reclined laying down on their side at a meal. That's how it was in Bible time. Well, for Mary to know him, she had to bow down. Amen. She bowed herself down to anoint the Lord. You know something, what we're doing for him, we ought to humble ourselves and ourselves. It ain't about us. It ain't even about our gift, but it's about the one we're giving it to and why we're giving it. Amen. Hey, Mary, out of a heart that was humbled, a heart that was full of love, she gave this. I thought about some verses, and man, what verses to be reminded of. In Matthew chapter 6, in this great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said this, beginning in verse 1. He said, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in a secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Hey, we're doing what we're doing because of the Lord. Amen. Hey, when we do, hey, listen, if the only time you do anything is because you get recognized, man, you're sending up wood, hay, and stubble. Amen. I preached about that just a few weeks ago. Wood, hay, and stubble won't make the judgment, but gold, silver, and precious stone will. Amen. Hey, as we humble ourselves and have a heart of love, Mary gave this. Hey, we see what she gave and the way she gave. And then number 3, we see why she gave, verse 6 through 9. We see in verse number 8, it's for the Lord's work. He said in verse 8, look at it again. She had done what she could. Here it is. She is coming aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Why is she giving this ointment? For the work of the Lord. The great work of salvation. Mary, hey, can I remind you of a great truth? Mary liked being at Jesus' feet, and she wasn't too interested in what Simon Peter had to say. And what word about Judas getting upset about breaking the alabaster box? She didn't let that deter her, upset her. She just done it anyhow. Because every time she'd done that, she got to listen to what Jesus was saying. And you understand, as you go back and read your Bible, Jesus already on several occasions have done told them about his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Well, guess who out of all that crowd got it? Amen. Mary got it. Amen. Hey, Peter's too busy talking. Amen. Let me tell you what I think. Amen. That's Simon Peter. Hey, I can identify with Simon Peter. Amen. I can't identify with Apostle Paul. I can't, I'm honest with that. But boy, I'm like Peter. I can say some good things and I can turn around and put my foot in my mouth. Amen. Hey, that's where. But Mary learned because she got down at his feet. She knew he's coming. Hey, she realized, hey, he ain't here setting up no kingdom. He's here to go to a cross. He's going to pay our sin debt. But hey, he ain't going to stay dead. He's going to resurrect. Hey, can I share this too? Mary of Bethany did not go with the women to anoint that body. They embalmed him when they went and got him off the cross. She done anointed him. Amen. She done already done it. She said, ladies, go ahead and go on. You can go down there. Joseph on the thin them you want to. I've done what I'm supposed to do. Amen. Hey, she got a hold of his work. That's why she anointed him, is that work of salvation. Can I say this, and I'm done, about this work that the Lord was doing, that Mary anointed him. Hey, the Lord recognized her work. He said to them, look at verse 6 just a second. Here's a crowd back there in verse 4 that's got upset. In verse 5, they said what she did's a waste. We could have sold the money. We could have gave it to the poor. But Jesus says in verse 6, and Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. She recognized what she had done. She said, I want to tell all of you, she's done right. What she's done's good. Now, he gets on them, for he tells them, you've got the poor always. I told somebody years ago, now when people ask, what's your life verse, preacher? With all honesty, it's Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2, where he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. I like those verses. That's what I'll write if I sign something. But for a while, I got telling everybody, this was my verse. The poor you have always. And that's me. Amen. Can you identify with that? Amen. He said, they're going to be around forever as far as time goes on. He said, and know why he was addressing them? He was wanting Judas, because see, Judas was the ringleader and all that. He had the bag. He had that money. He controlled the money. And the Bible said he was a thief, so evidently he'd been taken a little out of it. Now that's right, because Jesus called him the thief, not nobody else. And he was the one really getting this stirred up. He said, Judas, and look, rest of them, he said, you can do something for the poor anytime you want to. But I'm not going to be here but just a little while longer, and you're not going to be able to do this then. Amen. You're not going to be able to touch me physically then, fellas. Hey, you better understand. Hey, that's what he said. He recognized what Mary of Bethany had done. Then let me say this. The Lord remembered her work. Every time, whether I preach out of Matthew's account, Mark's account, or John's account about this event, that verse where Jesus said in verse 9, verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she had done shall be spoken up for a memorial of her. I think about that. I wonder how many times Mary of Beth has been preached about with her bottle of ointment. And Jesus said to them that day, this ain't going to be forgotten. 2,000 years. I want you to think about that just a minute. Now, they'll throw a football and score the touchdown in the final seconds, shoot a basket in the final seconds, a three-pointer wins again. Everybody goes nuts, but you know what? They forget all that. But for 2,000 years, I want you to grab that. For 2,000 years, Men been getting up preaching about Mary of Bethany that brought the best she had, gave all she had, anointed the Lord, and the Lord was pleased with it. Hey, he is still remembering Mary of Bethany here on this night of 2016. You think about that. The book of Hebrews teaches us the Lord's not going to forget your labor of love. Amen. The brethren may forget what you've done and get upset with you somewhere down the road and forget all that you sacrificed to do, but not the Lord. Amen. Hey, he knows what you've been doing for him. He knows why you've been doing it. And he's not about to forget your labor of love for him. That's why I believe it behooves us to do as 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Amen. Hey, just do what you can. Hey, that ain't just Jubilee time. That's every day we're drawing breath. Do what you can. Hey, fellas, I want all you men to look up here a minute. You may be disqualified to preach. God may never call you, but that don't mean you just got to sit there and do nothing. That's something you do too. Amen. Hey, ladies, God don't call women to preach, but hey, there's other things to do other than preaching. Amen. You do what you can for the Lord. Amen. Oh, friend, listen, whether men approve it or whether men think much about it, doesn't matter. Amen. I've had people say, preacher, God really knows my heart. He does. He does know our hearts. And while we're serving him, he's got a good record. Amen. Let's do what we can for the honor and the glory of God. Father, take this simple thought tonight. Lord, what you've stirred in me today, all I've tried to do is be obedient. Lord, this may not be the most profound message they've ever heard, but God, it's a great message because it comes from a great book, and that's your book. Lord, help us, Lord, to hide your word in our heart. Help us to glorify you in all we do. Lord, I love you because you first loved me. In Jesus' name, heads bowed and eyes.